The head was called Daddy Leach. Now, Daddy Leach was a character. I can remember one day in primary seven, Mr. Leach came into the class and started to write on the board. And none of us could understand it. And I was in total panic. I'm not used to not understanding things on a board, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And then I looked, and I think there was one word which caught my eye, and I realised, in fact, it was Latin. He had been a Latin teacher before he was in secondary. Of course, most of they had come from secondary, most headmasters,
right,
as you know. He lived at the corner where David Martin lives now.
In the old school
that
house.
That was the schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then next door to that was actually a pen, because at one time I understood from people in the past that the bus, not the kind of bus we've got now,
no,
but the old bus,
mm-hmm,
had he left from there and was in there at times.
So it was a kind of garage?
It was a kind of, yeah.
Right. So that was where the Coronation Buildings were built.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did you enjoy school?
Yes. I know it was, first and foremost, once I got used to the idea of it, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I didn't enjoy the lack of facilities.
I don't think there would be very many people would enjoy that.
No, and then of course there was no school dinners in those days. The school didn't make any, there was nothing like that.
Right.
So I had to go up to the top of the village for lunch and come down again. But we had a wee bit more time than, I think, an hour. I think it was maybe about an hour and a quarter or something.
Is that the top of Montgomery Street?
Top of, Montgomery Street. That's where I lived.
Uh-huh. Who lived beside you?
Lived beside me? My father worked for the council. He was in charge of the reservoirs.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the only person beside us was his assistant. And they sort of changed. You know, there was one Semple to begin with, and then there was the McEwans. They came.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they stayed in the village.
Yes.
Even after their father retired.
So when you went home from school, you didn't have any friends to play with at where you were actually living. Who were your friends up there?
Well, Catherine McIntosh lived in the middle of the village. I mean, there was one or two lived in the houses on the way up to Montgomery Street. It wasn't as it is now.
No.
I mean, there's a lot of small flats and things where the houses had been divided.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you could do that. I was Ducks of Eaglesham.
Oh.
I still got the Ducks medal. I passed my qualifying with flying colours, but they didn't allow Eaglesham to go to Eastwood, which was the only school. We had to go to Busby, etc., so my father wouldn't have it. So he sent me to Queen's Park.